Hello everyone, my name is Kathy and I'm part of the Careers and Employability team at the Open University. This is the third in our series of podcasts looking at employment challenges and support available if you are a blind or partially sighted student. This is podcast 3, Access to Work. What support might be available and how to get it? Welcome and thanks to David Kidman and Warren Wilson from the RNIB who has worked with us on this recording. May I start by asking you, David, could you explain to our students what Access to Work is and how they can apply for it?
Yes, so Access to Work is a publicly funded employment support program and it aims to help disabled people starting or staying in work. It can provide practical and financial support if you have a disability or long-term physical or mental health condition. Access to Work is actually a government initiative, and it's administered by a team which exists as a physical unit based within the Department of Work and Pensions. They can provide advice, practical support and funding for people who are either already employed, self-employed or about to start a job. So examples of this support could be aids and equipment in the workplace, possibly adapting equipment and technology to make it accessible for the employee, support to travel to and from work, travel within work, and a variety of support workers and drivers, and other practical help and work may be available, such as a job coach. Access to Work can provide support for jobs that are either part-time or full-time, and they can either be temporary or permanent. If you're starting work, it's important to note that the claim should be done within the first 6 weeks of employment, and then Access to Work can offer 100% funding. There are three routes to apply for Access to Work support, either by telephone to their support centre, where your case will be assigned to an advisor who will contact you to discuss your needs. Alternatively, you can apply using the online form via the gov.uk website, and applications can be made in writing to the Access to Work Operational Support Unit in Wolverhampton. For support can be initiated by your employer, and they will be contacted at some stage in the process anyway. However, I would advise that you, as the employee, will be the best placed person to describe how your condition impacts on you, any limitations or barriers to executing the job role you're doing or going to do, and also any specific solutions already identified, such as perhaps magnification, screen reader technology, other kinds of hardware and software solutions, and safe independent travel to, from, and in work. So in summary, that's what Access to Work is and how you should apply for it.
Thank you so much, David. That's a great summary, and I'm sure that will really encourage our students to apply for and use this resource. So, Warren, building on that, I wondered, can you tell our students how you were supported through Access to Work and the difference it has made to you?
Yes. So, since graduating from university, I've been in employment for the past 6 years, and for 5 of those 6 years, I've received support from Access to Work. I have received support to provide me funding for travel to work, for a support worker within work, and for equipment, so assistive technology to assist me in my job. With the travel to work element, when I started my first job, I lived in an area that had no public transport to be able to get me to where I needed to go to work. And it was essential for me to be able to get to work, and I managed to set up a system whereby I was able to set up an account with the taxi company I was using, and Access to Work were able to pay that company directly, so the money that I was spending on those taxi journeys wasn't coming out of my pocket at the end of the month. So it was a very good system once I managed to hone that system. It worked very well, and obviously it was essential for me to be in my job. With the support worker funding, I feel that without any of these bits of support, I wouldn't be able to do the jobs that I've done over the past 6 or so years. But what I would add about support with the regarding a support worker is that there is a lot involved with getting a support worker that maybe you might not be aware of at first when you start an Access to Work application. I found advice difficult to come by within Access to Work in terms of how to get employers' liability insurance in terms of how to set up and provide them with their pay, how to administer that for a payroll, through payroll services. Some of those things were a bit difficult to find support by, but ultimately, without the funding from Access to Work to provide a support worker, I wouldn't have been able to do the jobs I was doing. I needed to drive around quite rural areas in my work. I've done a lot of community engagement work across quite large rural areas with blind and partially sighted people. So you need to go to places where public transport can't reach, and therefore having a support worker is essential. With the equipment, I would have someone come into where I was working, do a workplace assessment with me, and we would go through some of the things that I might find difficult on a day-to-day basis, and we would talk about some of the pieces of equipment that would be of use to me. What I would recommend people do is try and have some understanding of the assistive technology that's out there, the things that might be able to help you before you have a workplace assessment. So then you're already equipped with some of the answers to some of the potential questions that might come up. But yeah, I've had laptops with screen reading software. I've had cameras that can take pictures of text and read them out aloud to you. So then if I've got any written material on paper, I can make use of that. Yeah, I think they're the most essential pieces of equipment I've got from Access to Work over the years. But yeah, I think that's a good overview of how I've been supported from Access to Work funding over the years.
Thank you, Warren, so much. That's really encouraging to hear how Access to Work supported you regarding transport, how you had assessor input regarding the equipment and your advice about that, and how, although you experienced initial difficulties, they were overcome. That's really encouraging for our students. Finally, may I ask, because I've worked with some students with sight loss who've been unaware of the kinds of support that's available and what might help them. As every person is different, how would you suggest they find out what might help them? Are there any tools or people they could talk to about this?
Yes, so this is an absolutely excellent question. As knowing your options, what's available and the optimum solutions for your unique situation is crucial and can enable you to carry out your role effectively and confidently, and offers an effective method to inform the Access to Work process from the start. Also, being equipped with this knowledge at a job interview enables you to keep a focus on your skills, abilities and experience as a future employee. The more comfortable and confident you feel about that, the more reassuring for you and for the people that are interviewing you. In terms of technology, students are very welcome to come to RNIB. Our Technology for Life team will be very happy to offer advice based on your sight loss condition and circumstances. I'd also recommend contacting your local sight loss association, as they often run technology events. They may have their own resource centre where you can try products and solutions for yourself, and may also offer technology advice and training. We have Sight Village events, and they're held in our main cities, where you can experience the latest technology, products and support services available to people who are blind or partially sighted. So exhibitors at those events can include charities, commercial companies, voluntary organisations from across the UK, Europe and worldwide. We've actually found that one of the most important and productive methods of finding support on what's available and can help is by talking through your situation with other blind and partially sighted people. Peer-to-peer support can be invaluable to acquire an insight into the tried and tested solutions, the pitfalls, how to overcome any frustrations, and make the Access to Work provision work in the best way for your particular situation. RNIB have our own communities of blind and partially sighted people across England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. And of course, you're very welcome to join for advice, support and to share experiences. Fortunately, Warren is an RNIB community facilitator, so I'll let the expert offer a quick overview of how Connect might be able to help you.
Great. Thanks there, David. So, yeah, I've had sort of personal experience and experience through work in terms of how peer support can help with Access to Work, maybe as David was describing, some of the pitfalls people might come across, some of the frustrations, how to navigate applying for it in the best way, potentially. And certainly for myself, when I started applying for Access to Work, I didn't know I didn't really know anything about access to work when I first got my job, so it was incredibly important for me to be able to speak to other blind or partially sighted people in work. I had a colleague who worked with me who was also blind, and I found that person incredibly useful in terms of finding out how to get a support worker. So there's the pros and cons of going for someone who you already know, as opposed to putting a job advert out to find someone who you don't know. There's how to find the quotes in terms of getting an hourly rate for a support worker. There's how best to administer your travel to work funding. There are a lot of questions that will come up, but I feel that peer support can really provide a fantastic level of support. Through work, we have regional Facebook groups across the UK. We have 12 across the UK that are all called RNIB Connect, and then the region you live in. The area I work in is the east of England, and on our group, we have over 900 members, and we regularly get people raising questions around access to work and around employment in general. And there is a lot of peer support shared where people have had different experiences of applying to access to work. So people might recommend, as soon as you know you need to apply to access to work, start applying. Try and do it at the beginning of the 6-week period that you have to be able to apply for access to work funding. You will tend to find lots of people willing to share their experiences and share their advice on some of our Facebook groups. I feel that that's a really useful way of doing it. And through RNIB Connect in general, you can meet up with people face to face and share experiences with people like that. I feel like that's perhaps a slightly higher quality way of getting to know people and sharing advice with each other. Nevertheless, the Facebook group is still useful. And yeah, there are lots of ways in which to exchange peer support and share experiences.
Thank you so much. That is so reassuring to know about Tech for Life and the local sight associations, as well as the wonderful support that the RNIB support and the peer support's available. And you've also explained how easy it is to get in touch.